This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNLive.com today.
Your designated driver on the highway to health. Dr. Bob Martin is on the Better Health Network.
Lifestyle activities you choose have a significant impact on how well you look, you feel, and you function. Now, personally, I want you to feel so healthy that it literally hurts to feel that healthy. And all of your friends and your coworkers and your neighbors and your family members are envious about the way you feel. And they want to know why you feel so well. And then you tell them that you're living a healthy lifestyle and you're tuned into the Dr. Bob Martin Show. Welcome, everyone. Welcome to this hour of the Dr. Bob Martin Show. I'm Dr. Bob, here in the capacity of being your designated driver on the highway to health. I invite you to help me help you by staying tuned, because coming up this hour, we have a special guest on a very important topic we're going to get into, so don't go anywhere. We also have a health poll question that I would love to get your opinion of. You may have heard already that they're introducing lab-grown meat into the marketplace. And in particular, they're rolling out chicken already. So here's the health poll question over at drbob.com. Bioreactor-processed lab-grown chicken has been approved for human consumption. Do you intend to consume lab-grown chicken? Yes or no? Are you down for that? You can vote at my website, drbob.com, drbob.com, there on the homepage. Get over there and vote, and we'll have the results next week. This should be very interesting, and I'll talk more about what all of that's entailed with as far as bioreactor processed lab-grown chicken, but on its face, think about it. Is that something you do, yes or no? And I appreciate you voting on the site, drbob.com. All right, now, we're finding in the news this week that pink eye is all over the news. Pink eye is being mistaken for seasonal allergies and hay fever and itchy, red, irritated eyes. But what is causing so much outbreak of pink eye? What is pink eye? Well, it's an inflammation or infection of the outer membrane of the eyeball and the inner eyelid. Some people call it conjunctivitis or pink eye. It's an irritation or inflammation of the conjunctiva, which covers that white part of your eyeball, your sclera. It can be caused by allergies, yes, or a bacterial infection, yes, or a viral infection. So pink eye or conjunctivitis can be extremely contagious and spread by contact with these eye secretions from someone who's infected. I think every one of my children, when they were born, sooner or later got pink eye. And children often do. And symptoms of pink eye include redness and itching and tearing of the eyes. And that's why it can be mistaken for allergies, seasonal allergies. It can also lead to discharge or crusting around the eyes. It's often resolved on its own. In other words, it's benign and self-limiting, goes away on its own without any treatment. But treatment can also speed the recovery process if it's not moving along. But if it doesn't, or you're concerned, of course, you should always see an eye doctor, or you should try a non-prescription, maybe homeopathic eye drop called Pink Eye, available in health food stores, or maybe some liquid nano silver drops in the eye. Both are available in health food stores. They're safe and effective for these kinds of problems. Of course, those same experts that claimed getting one COVID shot and you are protected, you won't get COVID if you take the shot. You won't transmit it to others as well. There's no such thing as natural immunity against COVID. And the pandemic is caused by those evil, unvaccinated, crazy lunatics now scaring people, ladies and gentlemen, about pink eye. You know, fear syndrome tactics on board once again. They're telling people, look, if you don't want pink eye, you better get in there and get a COVID shot. That's what the current headline is all about. The new variant of the virus that causes COVID is drawing international attention, not just for its rapid spread that we're hearing about, reading about, but for its tendency to cause unexpected symptoms like pink eye. Now, the strain known officially as XBB, we talked about it last weekend on the show, also known as Arcturus, is a subvariant of Omicron coronavirus. It was detected in India, where it has been spreading very quickly throughout the population, but it has also been identified in dozens of countries and now makes up more than, well, almost 13% of the cases here in the United States. They believe this pink eye outbreak is coming from this variant of Omicron. That according to the Centers for Disease Control and Quasi-Prevention. Now, the World Health Organization has categorized Arcturus as a variant of interest, which means it has genetic changes that could affect its behavior along with advantage over other variants in circulation. And Everyone that gets it, Arcturus is generating a lot of red, irritated eyes, especially in children. Now, this problem with contagiousness of COVID variant strains is likely caused, in the first place, by the ill-advised information out of the CDC, FDA, AMA, and government minions, their decision to institute a mass vaccination program to low or no risk populations here in the United States, numbering about 99.5% of the entire population, forcing the virus to adapt and mature and mutate over and over and over. And that's why this thing has strung on so long. It's why these variants keep rolling out, because we threw a mass vaccination program right in the middle of a pandemic. And when you do that, you force the virus to make changes over and over and over and over. And that's where we're at today, because they claim to remember there is no such thing as natural immunity. What should you do? Well, don't panic. This Arcturus does not appear to be any more likely than any other variant to lead to hospitalization, serious complications, or death. Viral conjunctivitis generally lasts about a week, and typically that's pink eye. Goes away without any intervention. At home, you can look for clues that might help you deduce whether it's a virus involved. Viral pink eye often comes on suddenly, causing red eye, watery eyes that are tearing all over the place. With a bacterial infection, however, you get discharge. It tends to be goopy and thick and yellow and sticky. That's not a good thing. Whereas allergies cause extreme itching of the eyes and eyelids, but the symptoms, you know, you go over it. But they do overlap. The thick yellow discharge, you don't want that with a bacterial infection. That may require antibiotics, no question about it. Blurry vision, another warning sign of possible corneal irritation, something you don't want. I had that in college because of a misdiagnosis by an MD eye doctor who misdiagnosed me. I ended up with a corneal ulcer, almost blinded me in the eye. I hope you don't go down that path. So here is some interesting audio from Deborah Norville, Inside Edition, talking about this pink eye breakout that's going on right now. Listen to this carefully. Go. Alex, pink eye.
It's been a while since COVID has made headlines, but doctors are sharing their concern about a new variant symptom that's being mistaken for allergies or pink eye. Amber Cogliano explains why the experts are concerned.
These folks say they're all suffering from the new COVID variant, and they came down with the same unique symptom, pink eye.
They told me it was the new COVID, basically pink eye.
This woman says her case of COVID started with a sore throat and bad congestion, then came pink eye.
And now I have pink eye.
This patient is a doctor.
I discharged this morning from my eye and it's a little bit red.
Now that it's coming out that this is a symptom, I mean, this is allergy season. So many people already are getting red, itchy eyes. Are you concerned about people just passing it off as, oh, it's allergies?
100% concerned about that.
The number one health concern as we move toward and beyond the age of retirement is fear of losing our vision and therefore the ability to remain independent. Most of us at some point in time have uttered the words, I'm not seeing as well as I used to, or I think I need stronger glasses. If you are nearing or past age 40, it's not your imagination that your vision is getting worse. What is likely causing your vision to deteriorate is cataract formation. Cataracts occur when the lens of the eye becomes cloudy and blocks light from entering, which interferes with sharp, clear vision. A science-based cataract reversal eye drop called CanSee is changing lives of people with poor vision caused by cataract. Learn more about CanSee eye drops at wisechoicemedicine.com or call 800-861-4936. 800-861-4936. For CanSee eye drops, 800-861-4936 or wisechoicemedicine.com. All Americans are exposed daily to toxic chemicals and environmental pollution in the air we breathe, the water we drink, food, clothes we wear, the places we work, and in our homes. Environmental pollutants are even present in the umbilical cord blood of newborns. From the Root Brands Company, introducing Clean Slate, a patented green detox technology that addresses the causes of environmental pollution in people. Your opportunity to feel, function, and perform better is here, thanks to Clean Slate by The Root Brands. Go to therootbrands.com/product. Clean Slate, a science-based liquid supplement, safely rids you of heavy metals and environmental toxins from head to toe by simply taking 10 drops of Clean Slate twice daily. Remove the bad stuff in your body, put amazing stuff in, and allow your body to heal. Go to therootbrands.com/product. Take your health back. Take your life back with Clean Slate. Therootbrands.com/product.
Mom, can I have some Sprite?
Sure, honey.
Thanks, Mom.
You know what that is? That's the sound of my child thanking me for giving her something that's actually good for her teeth. Sprite Gum is part of the Sprite Dental Defense System, a complete line of oral care products made with 100% xylitol, the all-natural sweetener with proven dental benefits. So when we're at home, my whole family uses Sprite toothpaste and mouthwash to help strengthen our teeth and reduce the risk of tooth decay. And when we're on the go, I just throw some Sprite gum and mints right into my bag. My kids love it, and I love that it's all natural. No sugar, no aspartame, or any other chemicals. Just think of that. I reward my kids for taking care of their teeth at home by giving them gum and mints on the go that are good for their teeth. Visit SpryDental.com or ask for Spry by name at your local health food store. You can also ask your dentist about Spry and make sure your mouth is receiving all the benefits of 100% xylitol products.
At Vitamin Shop, Sprouts, Kroger, and most natural product retailers. Find a retailer near you at Clear.com.
Check out Dr. Bob's website. Listen to the show live online. Hear past shows. Read breaking health news and more at drbob.com. Spell out doctor. That's D-O-C-T-O-R, Bob.com.
All right, welcome or welcome back to this hour of the Dr. Bob Martin Show. And if you're just tuning into the program, I want to alert you to the fact that we have a health poll question going on my webpage that I would love to get your opinion of. You might have read that there's now a rollout happening with lab-grown chicken. meat that is grown in a laboratory. And here's the health poll question you'll answer if you go over to drbob.com. Spell out the word doctor. Bioreactor processed laboratory grown chicken has been approved for human consumption. Do you intend to consume lab grown chicken? Yes or no? Vote on that over at drbob.com, and we'll have the results at a later date for you. This should be really interesting. Now, last segment of the program, we were talking about pink eye being mistaken for allergies. We are smack dab in allergy season. A lot of people experiencing allergy-related problems. Itchy eyes, watery eyes, burning eyes, sneezing and wheezing. And some are saying, well, yeah, it's my allergies going on again this year, and yet their eyes are really inflamed, and they wonder why they're so fire red, like roadmaps. And they go to their doctors, oh, no, you have pink eye, and it is a symptom of COVID. Did you get your COVID shot? Well, you need another booster, and another one, and another one. As if it will help, folks, right? As you were told the first time, you get one, you won't get it, you won't give it to others, no such thing as natural immunity. All those false statements that we're learning about in the rearview mirror. Well, we're going to switch topics here, but on the same line, we're going to be talking about allergies with our special guest. Smell the flowers this summer, ladies and gentlemen, with Clear. X-L-E-A-R, the nasal spray. Keeping seasonal allergies in check so that you can go out and enjoy yourself. We're also going to talk about the latest research. Our special guest joining us on that topic right now is Nathan Jones. He's the CEO of Clear Inc., the global leader in creating natural, safe, and effective non-prescription xylitol-based sinus and oral care products that support optimal wellness and a healthy lifestyle. Now, I've asked Nathan to join me today to discuss ways to manage seasonal allergies and discuss also the latest research on ways to reduce our risk of getting sick, whether it be from a virus or something else. And with that, let us welcome Nathan Jones back to the program. Good day to you, Nathan.
Hey, good morning to you.
Thank you so much. So keeping your nose clean and safe and healthy, I guess that's what the order of our discussion is going to be, because as you heard in the introduction, some people are being told that they're mistaking their seasonal allergies this time of year. They really do have pink eye. That could be the problem. Well, and before we get to that, Nathan, I want to jump right in here and start out first with the latest research, and we'll circle back to that discussion. What is the latest research that you have to share with us today before I forget about it?
Well, on which topic? Because we have all kinds of research that's happening.
Well, on the nasal sprays, which is, we've done many shows on that, a way to prevent both allergies and getting sick with microbial, infestation into our nasal cavity, which, as you've taught me over the years, that's where about 80 or 90% of the illnesses happen. So let's begin with the nasal stuff, and then we'll circle back to the allergies as well.
That works. So we've known for decades now, really, that xylitol blocks adhesion of bacteria. And we know how washing your nose with saline works to some degree, and how washing it with xylitol works even better. The same way that washing your hands with water works, you know, rinsing them off works and does some good. Washing them with soap is better because you have something that blocks adhesion of these pathogens of bacteria, of grease and stuff. But the latest study that I would like to talk about, and I think I've talked about it on here once before, was actually the study that came out of India that supported what they were doing and the study that they did at Stanford. And it actually supports what we've been saying for going on 20 years now with bacteria, but it supports it with viruses. And that was a study that was done in India where they took, 560 hospital workers that were treating patients with COVID, and they had them use a nasal spray with xylitol. and it reduced transmission by 62% over the saline placebo, which the saline placebo reduced transmission by 15%. So you're reducing transmission of COVID by over 70% just by nasal hygiene practices.
You know, and I think that I've read post, you know, the entire thing over the last 3 years that they finally came to the conclusion that we should be focusing on the nasal cavity because that's the entry point. That's the genesis of how these bugs get into our system, is it not?
Absolutely. In fact, if you go look at the primary reason, the number one reason why people go to see a primary care healthcare provider, physician, nurse practitioner, PA, the primary reason why they go to see that is an upper respiratory issue, because that's where the vast majority of everything enters our body, through our nose. And we sit there and we wash our hands and we brush our teeth, but we're completely ignoring the idea of nasal hygiene. And our government thinks that hygiene does nothing to help keep us healthy, to keep us, you know, to ward off diseases. Washing does nothing.
Yeah, I've heard that before, and it's really something else. Folks, if you're interested in getting into a preventive, proactive mindset going forward to protect yourself and your family, heed the words of our special guest, Nathan Jones, with the use of the nasal spray. I'm partial to the clear rescue nasal spray. That I don't go on any trips anywhere, especially on germ-ridden, laden airplanes and in busy places where people are sneezing, coughing, and breathing in close approximation. I do not go anywhere. In fact, when I go on a trip, I pack the clear rescue nasal spray before any of my clothes go in the luggage, because if I don't, I'll forget it, and then I'll be up a creek if I can't find it in a distant place or I can't get to a place. But I want you to know, as the consumer, you can find it in places like Walgreens and CVS, Vitamin Shoppe, Rite Aid, Target, Kroger, Publix, Sprouts, natural grocery stores. You can find the clear nasal spray family of products, including my favorite, which is the rescue spray version. There are others, and we're going to talk about them with respect to allergies and which one you should specifically select if you have seasonal allergies, where you get the runny nose, the stuffy nose caused by allergies. And a lot of people right now are suffering with that because people are cutting grass. There's hay fever, there's pollen counts that are going up, and this is the time of the year when people walk into drugstores and they start loading up on the Benadryl and all the other antihistamines, and then they wonder why they're having adverse side effects. And they can't put a finger on it, but yet that's exactly what's happening. So you can find this product line really virtually anywhere, but also retailers, if you can't, for whatever reason, you're in an area, a rural area, you can also go to their website. They've got a great retailer list of stores that you can find it at Clear. That's XLEAR.com. That's XLEAR. The X in Clear stands for xylitol, one of the many components in the Clear Rescue Nasal Spray. We're going to return to our special guest, Nathan Jones, and pivot over to the area of allergies. So many people are suffering and want to know what to do safely, non-prescription. We're going to tell you all about it here on the Dr. Bob Martin Show.
We wouldn't go a day without washing our hands, brushing our teeth, and washing our nose. Whoa, wait, we wash our nose? Yes, the number one place where bacteria, viruses, and pollen enter your body is through the nose. So the average person breathes over 23,000 times a day. That's 23,000 opportunities for bacteria, viruses, and irritants to get into your nose and make you sick. For an extra layer of protection, wash your nose with Clear. That is Clear, X-L-E-A-R. Clear's drug-free nasal spray features xylitol, an ingredient proven to block adhesion of many nasty bacteria and viruses, and effectively clean, not just rinse like a saline, but wash your nose. Clear nasal spray quickly alleviates congestion, opens your airway, and ensures your body's natural defenses are strong. Read the research studies for yourself at clear.com. That's X-L-E-A-R.com. Protect yourself from the pathogens and junk you breathe. Pick up a bottle for you and your family today.
Do your current probiotics offer diversity? The primary goal of your probiotics is to help create and maintain a healthy gut microbiome. We often think more is better, but taking high doses of 50 or 100 billion probiotics can work against you. The most important factor is diversity, not quantity. Look for a formula that has multiple strains of probiotic flora expertly fermented to contain postbiotic metabolites, which have been shown to help digestive and immune health, our gut-brain function, and more. The worldwide leader in fermented postbiotic health? Dr. O'Hara's Probiotics, the number one probiotics in the world for direct delivery of postbiotics. Dr. O'Hara's Probiotics uses a multi-year fermentation with 12 proven probiotic strains producing over 500 postbiotic metabolites, certified vegetarian and free of gluten, allergens, and GMOs. So say no to quantity and yes to diversity. Dr. O'Hara's Probiotics are available online and at natural health retailers nationwide.
Cold and flu season is here, and my listeners want to know how to boost their immune systems and stay healthy. Dr. Bob Martin here. Yes, you can boost your immune system and avoid cold and flus when you drink Tahiti Trader's Noni Juice. It can help you boost your immune system while helping you heal, balance stress, and release energy. It's the amazing adaptogen.
I'm 86 years old, and a few weeks I'll be 87. The Noni Juice has really did wonderful things for me. It makes me feel good. I don't have no more symptoms of a cold. I never had a cold since 1996. I would say that the Noni Juice has done a lot for me, period. The Noni Juice give me a little energy, and I haven't stopped, and I won't stop.
Tahiti Trader Noni Juice is available at GNC, Vitamin Shop, Sprouts, Natural Grocers, and most health food stores. Or call 800-842-5309 or TahitiTrader.com.
Are you waiting on a lightning strike? Are you waiting for the perfect night? Are you waiting till the tide is right? What are you waiting for? Don't you want to learn to deal with fear? Don't you want to take the wheel and steer? Don't you wait another minute here? What are you waiting for? What are you waiting for?
A very happy and very healthy welcome or welcome back to the Dr. Bob Martin Show. I'm Dr. Bob here in the capacity of helping you to become your own best doctor most of the time. I also want to let you know, coming up later in the program, aspirin, we're going to be talking about it. Aspirin in the news, I don't know if you read about this, aspirin raising the risk of yet another blood disorder. Aspirin, of course, the original wonder drug, has long been the go-to drug for millions, tens of millions of Americans. You know, a jack-of-all-trade drug that's easy to obtain. It's cheap. Well, for decades, pharmaceutical companies worked very hard to convince you, the consumer, that it should be a staple in the home medicine cabinets of every single human being. Well, research conducted by Monash University in Australia has now published something in the Journal Annals of Internal Medicine, raising yet another concern as to why aspirin use should be restricted and not encouraged. Oh my gosh, you won't want to miss that segment that's coming up on the program today. All right, back to our special guest. Nathan Jones is with us. He is the CEO and founder of Clear Inc. And we're talking about how you, the consumer, should become aware that your nasal cavity is an important area to protect. Stay hydrated. Stay clean. So that when things are in the air, you're less likely to get sick, because most of that stuff entering in your nose, whether it be an allergic response due to hay fever and pollen and mold and dust and all that, or germs, i.e. microbes, bacteria, viruses, etc., if the nasal cavity is up for the fight, you're going to have a better chance. You're going to be able to resist it and recover faster, as opposed to somebody who doesn't have a nasal cavity that's fully hydrated and has that medicinal activity going on board. So right now, a lot of people are suffering with allergens throughout the country because things happen in the air, pollen. However, the research is showing that allergy season tends to get worse every single year. Why is that? And the length of time these allergens spread across our country is growing all the time. Why? Well, let's ask our special guest, Nathan Jones. Nate, most advertisements that we are seeing on television and radio for these seasonal allergies or perennial allergies, doesn't matter, they promote the use of something called antihistamines, almost to the degree that they're trying to convince humans that they have, during a certain time of the year, every single year, about the same time, we all develop this mass deficiency of antihistamines in our daily diets, and we should supplement with some antihistamine over-the-counter or prescription drug. Now, why shouldn't people use, in your opinion, antihistamines for allergy season?
Well, my opinion isn't worth anything, but let me tell I think that the use of pharmaceuticals in our society has just gone out. I mean, it's just crazy how much we just say, well, okay, let's just go get a pill. But my dad actually, and I want to point out that my dad is a physician, but he actually pointed something out. And what he pointed out is that the increase of allergies, respiratory allergies in our country can actually be traced back to the 1970s. And something important happened in the 1970s. That's when the FDA made decongestants and antihistamines and all of these upper respiratory things. They made them OTC so people could go in and use them. And the reason why that matters is because when you use a decongestant, an antihistamine, or a steroid, really what you're doing is those are all designed to do one thing, and that's shut down your immune response. And if you're breathing in, let's say, pollen, an allergen that is that your body doesn't want you getting into your lungs, your body's first line of defense is to create mucus, is to create snot, to trap that and wash it out before it gets to your lungs. Mm-hmm. If you're using an antihistamine or a decongestant, all you're doing is blocking your immune response. You're making it so your body can't clean the air you're breathing, which means all that pollen is now going to go to your lungs. So, of course, what's going to happen is you're going to have a bigger reaction the next year and a bigger one the next year and a bigger one the next year, which is exactly what the pharmaceutical companies want. They want you to have a heavy reliance on these OTCs, antihistamines, decongestants, nasal steroids. The reason why using a product like a nasal spray with xylitol or a hygiene product is different is because you're achieving the same thing, but you're doing it in 180 degrees different. Instead of stopping your immune response, what our nasal spray does is it actually facilitates the cleansing. It actually thins out the mucus, so it traps more of the pollen, more of the dander, more of whatever is bugging you, and washes it away. It doesn't create a drug response, but it just assists your body's immune response at cleaning the air that you're breathing.
Are you saying then, Nate, that it's actually counterproductive because these antihistamines, they dry everything out? And what you're saying, correct me if I'm wrong, that the moisture in the nasal cavity is key to neutralizing, surrounding, snuffing it out, pulling it through so that it does invade deeper into the system. You're saying that antihistamines, in drying everything out and shutting it down temporarily, at least the symptomatology, allows the gate to open up for these marauders to gain access to our lungs. Is that what you're saying?
100%. It's exactly what they do.
Wow.
And, you know, if you think of this, you want your mucus. You know, you want your, I hate to use the word snot, but that's what everybody understands. You want that to be thin, and you want it to be fluid. Because if it's dried up, you know, if you're in a dry environment, if you're using antihistamines or something to dry that mucosal layer up, you know, dried mucus doesn't trap pollen. It doesn't trap bacteria. It doesn't trap viruses. It just allows it to go right down into your lungs.
So inasmuch
why all of go ahead.
Oh, I'm sorry. So in as much as they may get, and consumers do, they go back to the antihistamines because they do feel when they're taking the antihistamines, things do shrink a little bit. They dry up, but you're paying a big price because you're, one, correct me if I'm wrong, one, you're opening up that gate for those germs, for those elements, those pollens, those proteins, whatever is in the air, to go deeper into your system. And also, I understand that many of these antihistamines that are taken in can also cause a rebound effect where the nasal membrane actually swells worse than it was to begin with. Is that correct?
That's correct. And why that's happening is because if you shut down your immune system, your body wants to clean the air. And if you're blocking it, well, then it's going to try harder to clean the air. And so as soon as that antihistamine or decongestant wears off, it's going to come back in the rebound effect. It's going to create more mucus because it's been trying and trying and saying, I got to stop this from getting into the lungs. And it's trying to clean the air, but it can't. And so as soon as that drug wears off, you have this overcorrection. And that's that rebound effect.
It sounds like the same thing with people believing that going on these crash weight loss programs going to save them from obesity, and the minute they stop them, they gain the weight back and gain more than they originally had. Sounds like the same thing. We'll be right back. The number one health concern as we move toward and beyond the age of retirement is fear of losing our vision and therefore the ability to remain independent. Most of us at some point in time have uttered the words, I'm not seeing as well as I used to, or I think I need stronger glasses. If you are nearing or past age 40, it's not your imagination that your vision is getting worse. What is likely causing your vision to deteriorate is cataract formation. Cataracts occur when the lens of the eye becomes cloudy and blocks light from entering, which interferes with sharp, clear vision. A science-based cataract reversal eye drop called CanSee is changing lives of people with poor vision caused by cataract. Learn more about CanSee eye drops at wisechoicemedicine.com or call 800-861-4936. 800-861-4936. For CanSee eye drops, 800-861-4936 or wisechoicemedicine.com.
Some nutrients can be very difficult to absorb, which means they may not deliver optimal benefits. The Gamasorb delivery system, exclusively available from Terry Naturally, changes that. Gamasorb is a plant-based material that binds to nutrients and makes them more bioavailable and absorbable for increased effectiveness. Gamasorb has been shown to increase the absorption of certain fat-soluble dietary ingredients, in some cases by as much as 8 times. When you see the Gamasorb symbol, it means you're getting a supplement with a unique delivery system that is the key to amazing absorption. Gamasorb is paired with premium ingredients, including CoQ10, propolis, and berberine in exclusive Terry Naturally formulas. Try them today. Find the Gamasorb delivery system in Terry Naturally products at your local health food store or terrynaturallyvitamins.com.
All Americans are exposed daily to toxic chemicals and environmental pollution in the air we breathe, the water we drink, food, clothes we wear, the places we work, and in our homes. Environmental pollutants are even present in the umbilical cord blood of newborns. From the Root Brands Company, introducing Clean Slate, a patented green detox technology that addresses the causes of environmental pollution in people. Your opportunity to feel, function, and perform better is here, thanks to Clean Slate by The Root Brands. Go to therootbrands.com/product. Clean Slate, a science-based liquid supplement, safely rids you of heavy metals and environmental toxins from head to toe by simply taking 10 drops of Clean Slate twice daily. Remove the bad stuff in your body, put amazing stuff in, and allow your body to heal. Go to therootbrands.com/product. Take your health back. Take your life back with Clean Slate. Therootbrands.com/product.
Well,
hopefully natural medicine whenever applicable. Welcome, everyone. Welcome back to this hour of the Dr. Bob Martin Show. If you're just tuning into the program, I want to let you know we have a health poll question. Love to get your opinion of on my website at drbob.com, spelling out the word doctor, drbob.com. And it goes like this. Bioreactor processed lab-grown chicken has now been approved for human consumption. Do you intend to consume lab-grown chicken when you're in the meat aisle of the grocery store when you see it there? Yes or no? Yes or no? Lab-grown chicken, you down for that? Go over to drbob.com and vote on that. Our special guest, Nathan Jones, CEO of Clear Inc., the makers of Clear Nasal Sprays and Spry Dental Defense System. We've talked about it a lot here on the radio show. It's allergy season, and boy, do I wish I would have had this information growing up. I wish my parents would have known about Clear Nasal Sprays growing up. I would have been able to save myself from the antihistamines that I choked down every single year. Wherein, when I was on these antihistamines, I remember this as a child growing up. That's what my parents gave me. That's what they thought was best for me because the doctors told them that was best for me. Then I wondered why I had trouble urinating, because that's one of the side effects of antihistamines. You have trouble urinating. I wondered why I felt like I was on a three-day bender on alcohol during childhood. Now, get this, during childhood, you know, you get to wake up sometimes with cotton mouth as you do experience alcohol as an adult. I felt like that every single time I took antihistamines. Not only that, I felt like I was, like, drugged. I was floating around. I couldn't do the things I wanted to do, go out in the yard, play baseball, wrestling. It's just, I was just like in a fog. And people drive automobiles while under the influence of these antihistamines and don't realize how dangerous it really is. Well, here's the thing that's going to set you free. Knowing that there is an option for this with respect to seasonal allergies. You don't have to suffer. We don't want you to suffer either. But at the same time, we want to provide for you information and a suggestion that you try something that will alleviate the problem without the adverse side effects of drugs. Let's get back to our special guest, Nathan Jones. Nathan, what are the alternatives to these traditional allergy drugs?
Well, there's actually a lot of alternatives. I mean, if we don't depend on those, and one of the before I go down and discuss that, one of the things I want to point out is that one of the most common pharmaceuticals that is used to treat allergies in children has a known side effect. Fluticasone has a known side effect of actually stunting children's growth.
Oh, boy.
But the doctors never talk about that side effect with their parents.
Of course not.
But anyway, so there's a lot of things that you can do to help with nasal allergies. Simple things that whether or not you're going to go take some of these drugs, things that you should be doing anyways. And those are things like, you know, what we've talked about, washing your nose, making sure it's hydrated. The other things, make sure that you change the air filters in your house.
Mm-hmm.
You know, when you make sure, one of the things that everybody needs to do is actually drink more water.
Right.
Not soda, not coffee, because those both have caffeine and they're diuretics and they dry you out. But we're as a population, as a civilization, I guess, we're actually chronically dehydrated. I'm sure you know mm-hmm. you know that and talk about it.
Mm-hmm.
But if we're not hydrated, our nose, our mucus isn't going to be hydrated. Some of the other things you can do is make sure that you take a shower at night before you go to bed. Because if you're outside and you get pollen and all this, and then you go to sleep and you're rolling around in it, so take a shower before you go to bed at night so that you get that all cleaned off of you before you go to bed. These are all just simple things that you can do so that you can lessen your need to take these pharmaceuticals.
Now, Nathan, let the audience know, I'm a big fan of Clear Max Nasal Spray. Clear Max Nasal Spray. What is it? Why does it work so well?
So Clear Max was actually our first product line extension. And that came about because we were selling Clear. And within a couple of years, most of our customers were actually using it for allergies. And that was something that we hadn't really expected because we understood and we were talking to physicians about using it to wash away bacteria. But they were having a lot of success using it for people that had seasonal allergies. Mm-hmm. But the Clear Max was a product that we made for that, and it actually just has capsaicin in it, which is a natural antihistamine.
Mm-hmm.
It's not as strong as some of the pharmaceutical ones, but our goal is to get is to do as much as we can naturally before somebody needs to go out and take these pharmaceuticals. We realize that there's a time and a place for pharmaceuticals. We just think that they're way overused in our society, and we need to back off of using them.
So
anything that we can do is to help get rid of those, lessen the need for them.
That's right. And help educate people on the whole topic rather than believing that it's some kind of a deficiency we have. Just that's the only answer, the only game in town. Folks, Clear nasal spray products are available, including Clear Max nasal spray for those of you who have allergy issues. You can find them at Walgreens, CVS, Vitamin Shop, Rite Aid, Target, Kroger, Publix, Sprouts, and all natural grocery stores nationwide. They also may be purchased online, including Amazon. So look for Clear XLEAR Max, M-A-X, nasal spray. You can also find a complete list of retailers over at clear.com, XLEAR.com. You can also follow them on Facebook as well. We'll be right back. I'm Dr. Bob Martin. Are you tired of crazy blood sugar and blood pressure numbers? Dr. Bob Martin here. Listen to this true story.
I was diagnosed with type 1 juvenile diabetes when I was 7 years old. I grew up taking insulin. I was having some problems with my physical health, so I thought, you know what, I need to try Noni Juice. Then I came across Tahitian Trader, gave it a shot, and I noticed the health benefits immediately because it's helped decrease my blood sugar levels. It's helped maintain a healthy blood pressure. So I have used Noni Juice ever since.
Tahiti Trader's Noni can help you enjoy healthy blood sugar and blood pressure levels. Noni is the amazing adaptogen. Noni can help your body heal, manage stress, and increase your energy and stamina. Noni is the foundation of wellness. Drink Tahiti Trader's Noni Juice and share your story. Available at GNC, Vitamin Shop, Sprouts, Natural Grocers, and Fine Health Food Stores. 800-842-5309 or TahitiTrader.com.
Do your current probiotics offer diversity? The primary goal of your probiotics is to help create and maintain a healthy gut microbiome. We often think more is better, but taking high doses of 50 or 100 billion probiotics can work against you. The most important factor is diversity, not quantity. Look for a formula that has multiple strains of probiotic flora expertly fermented to contain postbiotic metabolites, which have been shown to help digestive and immune health, our gut-brain function, and more. The worldwide leader in fermented postbiotic health? Dr. O'Hara's Probiotics, the number one probiotics in the world for direct delivery of postbiotics. Dr. O'Hara's Probiotics uses a multi-year fermentation with 12 proven probiotic strains producing over 500 postbiotic metabolites, certified vegetarian and free of gluten, allergens, and GMOs. So say no to quantity and yes to diversity. Dr. O'Hara's probiotics are available online and at natural health retailers nationwide.
All Americans are exposed daily to toxic chemicals and environmental pollution in the air we breathe, the water we drink, food, clothes we wear, the places we work, and in our homes. Environmental pollutants are even present in the umbilical cord blood of newborns. From the Root Brands Company, introducing Clean Slate, a patented green detox technology that addresses the causes of environmental pollution in people. Your opportunity to feel, function, and perform better is here, thanks to Clean Slate by The Root Brands. Go to therootbrands.com/product. Clean Slate, a science-based liquid supplement, safely rids you of heavy metals and environmental toxins from head to toe by simply taking 10 drops of Clean Slate twice daily. Remove the bad stuff in your body, put amazing stuff in, and allow your body to heal. Go to therootbrands.com/product. Take your health back. Take your life back with Clean Slate. Therootbrands.com/product.
Check out Dr. Bob's website. Listen to the show live online. Hear past shows. Read breaking health news and more at drbob.com. Spell out doctor. That's D-O-C-T-O-R, Bob.com.
Not only that, you'll be able to, besides stay apprised of all the latest, greatest news around the globe over at drbob.com, you'll also be able to get into the podcast library should you miss a show. That's where the podcast library lives. You also have a Twitter opportunity, Instagram, Facebook. It's all there over at drbob.com. Hit the health poll question there as well. And stay tuned, because if you've got stress, I want to let you know, a readily available nut found to counter negative emotions. Recent clinical trial conducted by researchers at the University of South Australia have found that a common and easily accessible nut may also provide mental health benefits to people feeling stressed out and depressed. We've got that, so don't go anywhere. Well, we have just enough time to say goodbye to our special guest, Nathan Jones. Nathan, we so appreciate you being here with us today. I just want to remind people how they can get a hold of, especially if they're having nasal problems, nasal allergies, or don't want them for their family and themselves. They can go to stores to purchase the Clear Max Nasal Spray at Walgreens, CVS, Vitamin Shoppe, Rite Aid, Target, Kroger, Publix, Sprouts, Natural Grocers, or hit your website to get a list, a complete list of retailers at Clear, X-L-E-A-R. The X stands for xylitol, one of the components. And remember also, folks, same company that makes the Spry dental products that we talk about here each week on the program. Nathan, thank you so much for joining us, and have a good rest of the weekend, sir.
Thanks for having me, and anytime.
All right. Take good care, my friend. All right. There he goes, Nathan Jones. We're going to turn our attention just a moment here to people, just a message out here to people who have joint discomfort. We're talking about arthritis. If you have it, stiffness, joint pain, or arthritis, you need to know about Rose Hip Joint Comfort by Terry Naturally Vitamins. Joint discomfort, stiffness, and pain. This sounds familiar to you, maybe? Well, talk about widespread problem. It's huge. Tens of millions of people have it, and they're on risky pharmaceutical drugs to try to numb or block their pain of joint discomfort. You may recognize it as arthritis. Did you know that 24% of all adults, about 60 million people, suffer with joint discomfort every single day? If you think you're tired of everything, how about trying to unwind the adverse effects plus your joint pain? Not a good thing. Here's what you do. Go to the store, get Rose Hip Joint Comfort by Terry Naturally Vitamins. It takes joint health to a whole new level. Clinical studies have revealed that the Rose Hip RHX 500 Rose Hip Complex delivers outstanding support and optimal comfort for mobility. It's got the RHX 500 type collagen in it. This stuff works. It gets results. That's what matters. Why risk toxic pharmaceuticals if you have joint discomfort? Look for Rose Hip Joint Formula by Terry Naturally Vitamins. Go to terrynaturallyvitamins.com or call 866-598-5487. The number one health concern as we move toward and beyond the age of retirement is fear of losing our vision and therefore the ability to remain independent. Most of us, at some point in time, have uttered the words, "I'm not seeing as well as I used to," or "I think I need stronger glasses." If you are nearing or past age 40, it's not your imagination that your vision is getting worse. What is likely causing your vision to deteriorate is cataract formation. Cataracts occur when the lens of the eye becomes cloudy and blocks light from entering, which interferes with sharp, clear vision. A science-based cataract reversal eye drop called CanSee is changing lives of people with poor vision caused by cataract. Learn more about CanSee eye drops at wisechoicemedicine.com or call 800-861-4936. 800-861-4936. For CanSee eye drops, 800-861-4936 or wisechoicemedicine.com.